our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
We came to have so much fun now. Hey, somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? 'Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight.
Hey, 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 how's it going? And guess what? Yes, we don't stop. We don't stop. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Josha.
And are you ready for round two?
Are you ready for round two with...
Ding, ding, ding. Lauren
Jeff. Knock him out.
Lauren's back.
How you doing, Lauren?
Oh, I'm great. It's so good to be here again.
We're already the second week of December, 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Don't call it Christmas.
Christmas time.
That's insulting to me. Sorry. Don't try to be all like cool.
We're 2 weeks away from Christmas.
What the hell is that? It's called Christmas.
That would be cool if like a mass was crass. Like... church mass,
yeah.
You know?
Crass mass. Like, you just get, like, some, like, preacher that's,
and
like,
he's just
really
like,
cool.
Oh, how was it making baby Jesus there, Mary?
You're always so close to just sounding like an old blues man, Lord. That's what it is.
You know what? I like the idea of crass mass.
I do.
Like, I really actually do. But, I don't like how you pronounce crass mass.
I didn't like it.
It's called Christmas.
I'm traditional. I actually didn't know it was going to come out like that. I was trying to think of somebody.
You're trying to be cool like Miley. This music's infecting
your
brain.
Watch out,
he's going to be on a wrecking ball naked soon.
The thing is, though, Miley Cyrus, you know, took my haircut. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of. I think you have more hair than her.
Maybe
you got more hair than her.
You know what, though? I have to also say, when people say Xmas, I don't like it.
I don't like it when they say Xmas, but I'm okay with it being typed that way.
Isn't that funny how, like, there's certain things, like, you just don't like it verbally.
Yeah.
But then when you see it typed or on paper, you're, like, okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, what's
the deal with that?
I don't like the phrase Xmas in general. Like, I really do feel like it kind of degrades.
Well, I mean,
like,
I'm not walking
Christ,
around being,
you know,
like, oh my God, LOL,
Xmas is coming.
I'm a pretty big LOLer in the text messages.
You do multiple LOLs.
Or I'm not, like, you know, walking around going like, OMFG, OMFG.
Just say it out loud. So you're okay with it in like a texting language.
F-G.
L-M-F-A-O.
Time for Carolyn's news.
LOL, it's time for Carolyn's news. Okay, so like you all know about Magic Bullet because we talked about it last week, but let me just remind you that...
are we doing it in that voice?
Yeah, like Magic Bullet Comics is Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper, and it's like coming out like...
of
next
the closet.
Year, like a little bit earlier next year. It's your deadline is January 15th, 2014. That's like coming up. So you might want to like totally submit your comic. And like if you're interested in advertising too, like that'd totally be cool. Like we need you to be a part of our team. But yeah, like go to magicbulletcomics.com and find out all the info. Yeah.
Then that's the news.
Wait, so
news.
There's a website, magicbulletcomics.com. Oh, .com. I did not know there's a website.
As opposed to .what?
Can I see the comics on the website?
You cannot. They are like exclusively in print form.
Okay, I like that though.
You can't be a sucker, a free sucker online.
Because it's like... Yeah. I love tangible things, you know, that are at least like for reading and stuff. Like
have you gotten actually the last issue was our Halloween issue? Have you gotten a copy of that?
I want to say.
I can't remember if I gave you one or not. But yeah, I can give you one later. And you can check it out.
I want to say.
And you can wrap your fish in it.
What? Maybe seven, maybe six is what I have the last of.
Do you remember what the cover was?
I think I have seven.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it
Picking
out.
Picking real hard there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It is. It's good. I also take it to a friend in D.C. that lives, or that's from, a friend in New York that's from D.C. I always bring him back. Comics because the magic bullet because it's just like you know
it's good stuff to have
it's good
man.
Stuff yeah it's just like you know that home thing a home vibe rocking on there you know
yeah it's a lot of people have given us compliments like saying how cool it is to actually be like a real newspaper
yeah
and it's actually really interesting so a few weeks ago I was hanging out with some Girl Scouts on a Friday night because basically my pal Matt was like hey, the Girl Scouts are doing a cartooning seminar and they want to have a female like to do cartooning with them because, you know, I guess they'll learn better from someone like me rather than some like guy, I guess, being like some older guy being like, let me tell you about comics. Like, so like, you know, they were totally down of having me as like a special guest for one of their meetups. And it was actually awesome, like, their project. They were doing, like, Supergirl stories and working in teams to create their own stories about, like, cool. saving the planet with the Supergirl. And but I guess what's interesting is that I gave them Magic Bullet, like, to learn from. I'm like, oh, you can flip through and, like, see tons of awesome styles. And this is, like, a newspaper. They're like, what is this, a newspaper? Like, they were familiar with what a newspaper was.
Wow.
But they were like, this is for old people. That's exactly what they said.
Wow.
I probably need something to drink. But yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. But like, yeah, so they were just like, this is what old people read. This is for old people. And then like, they're like, I'm going to read it like an old person. And that's like, and so I'm like, how does an old person read a newspaper? And then they like put both their hands out like as far away from their face as possible. And then we're just like pretending to sip coffee and like crossing their legs and stuff and be like, I'm reading like an old person. And I was like, kind of made me feel bad in a way. Like, I know they didn't mean to, and it actually was like super cute and funny, but yeah. Like I just felt like I'm like, man, that is like a whole generation that like has
so
no
weird.
Idea. Like,
I still love the newspaper. I love the newspaper.
Well,
because
you have like a journalism background.
Yeah, true that. Too. And I like to, like I'll like fold it all, you know, to get hone in on the exact thing I'm looking at to read and like, you know, get all nice and comfy, but I will probably sip some coffee while I'm drinking it.
So you're reading it like an old person.
It's
okay. Everyone in this world, except for me, probably sips coffee at this point.
Do you not drink coffee?
No.
Oh, I don't drink coffee
Oh, yeah.
Either.
Carolyn
you don't
drink
either?
Coffee. I don't no. drink coffee. Who?
You guys.
Coffee's for losers.
You know what's crazy about coffee? Like, I actually, like, try when it's free, like, at a hotel and stuff. I'm like, oh, they got free coffee. I'm going to try it. Like, or, like, at the mall, a couple times you get, like, samples and stuff. I'm like, I'll try it occasionally, but like, I don't really like it. Like, I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it enough to buy it on my own.
Oh, man. Black coffee. That's all I need.
No, that's a metaphor, Lauren.
I'm not going to touch that.
No, yeah.
No, I've just never
if
been.
If it's decent coffee. If it's not decent coffee, it needs some like sweetener in there.
I've just never been interested in drinking coffee or anything. That's just how I'm structured, man.
I need two big cups of coffee to start my day.
I remember when I was younger, there was like, they probably still make it, but like French Vanilla Cafe. I remember like Nez Cafe or something, like used to make this product called French Vanilla. And yeah, I was like,
coffee
into
creamer,
it.
You mean?
Is that what it is? Because I would just put it straight in water and like.
Ew!
It's like.
I hope we're talking about
no,
different
it's
things.
French Vanilla Cafe, it was like, you add it to water.
There's
it's
no
not,
way.
It's not just a creamer. I'm pretty sure, because, like...
There's no way we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I remember it being good for a while. Like, I was just in elementary... I might have been, like, fifth grade or something. I remember being into it for, like, one holiday season. Like, with hot cocoa, I would have also my, like, vanilla cafe thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it was straight-up coffee. I don't know exactly what it was.
Hmm.
But I remember I liked it for, like, a while, but then I just stopped. I don't know. Yeah. I guess that was my mini coffee phase.
I like those Crystal Light things you can add to water. Those are pretty good.
Oh, I can't have the. It has like the like all
aspartame.
The I think I'm like allergic to that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I can tell within a sip, like if it has it in there and it just doesn't feel good. Like as soon as it goes
down
my throat,
it's not good.
Yeah, I'm just like,
well, it's not good for you.
Not good in my body. You know, like I'm just like other people can drink it. That you know, that's cool with them.
Yeah,
but like for me, I'm just like, oh, this is not like just. Even with if I have like a sip of like Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke and stuff, like I can whatever that is that aspartame
Diet
too.
Coke. Yeah.
Like I can tell though within a sip, and I'm just like maybe or even like I don't even have to swallow. It's like my taste buds feel it, and I'm just like, ugh,
oh,
it's not
weird.
Good for me,
huh?
Like I don't like any diet drink. It's not.
Yeah.
Not good. No good.
So that usually just leads to not drinking soda.
Yeah,
or coffee,
it's true. I grew
or any,
up not drinking
anything.
Soda, so I don't really drink it much. But I really like Diet Coke. But really, water is really the only thing your body really should be like drinking.
What about milk?
Milk, I like milk, but
you need to get some calcium.
I don't know if you talked to my best friend. Has done a lot of reading on all this. I don't know, crazy. And I grew up around a lot of like crazy health people, but it's supposed to not be good for you. But
what's
I don't
that,
know.
Milk?
I like milk.
Milk is not good for you.
Do you know what your friend
sure
has said
as hell
about
don't
milk?
Drink it every
sure
day.
Sure as hell doesn't taste good to me.
It's like all the fermentation process and stuff. I think is supposed to be. There's something I don't. I tell her I'm like stop. I don't want to.
We
eat
did
it
drink
anymore.
Whole milk.
Recently,
that what's from direct from the farm?
Yeah, we went to. Do you remember the name of
was
it?
Was it Maggie Moo's?
No, it was like the Moo Through.
The Moo Through.
Yeah, it's in Remington, Virginia. It's like about.
It's like the Brew Through.
Yeah, but it's the Moo Through. But like,
are they like milking the cows in front of you?
Not in front of you.
Jar?
Not in front of it. But like, they do have.
It'll
like
be another 15 minutes,
jars.
Ma'am. We've got to scoop poop and feed the cow
fresh.
Some hay.
But yeah, it's like straight up whole milk from direct from the cow. Or I think they do put it through a small process, Joe. But it's not. It's like. I guess in some states it's illegal to actually serve the milk like that because
I guess if the cow hasn't been fed, if it hasn't been raised properly, that milk could be tainted somehow. Or,
I don't know. But how is it any different? Like they say they like withhold to most of the or to the standards that they have. Like it is protected and tested, but then it's like how is that any different than something you get in the supermarket that's like. What did you say? It's like fermented or whatever.
I guess it's not I think that's maybe that's totally the. What did I say? Fermentation process. That's definitely for alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Pasteurization.
Okay. I thought I heard like an F word. Okay.
I think I probably said fermentation.
Okay. Okay.
And like, fermented milk is probably not good or good
not
for
good
you.
Not good for you. But actually, recently I've been like spending a little bit more money. For almond milk.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's, like, from what I understand, like, purely made from almonds?
I don't know the process of it, but it's good in smoothies, man. Throw a couple bananas in there.
Because, like, also, how many, like, almonds would you have to squeeze to get their juices, man? Like,
isn't
that's a lot.
So it's like almond, like, almond silk
it's
milk?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Is, like, soy milk with
soy milk.
Maybe some, I don't know.
Almonds.
I have no idea, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do like
it. Has your friend talked about that? Like versus
she'll
milk?
Drink it, and I know she would have said something negative about it if it's like there's nothing. That's all. It's all from like plants and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's not
been pasteurized.
It's not from an animal and been pasteurized. Yeah. It's I don't know. That stuff doesn't bother me so much.
Yeah, like I've been trying to not necessarily avoid, but like I've been little by little like taking out like the milk that you normally get in the shopping center. But like now I've been doing the almond milk, and I've realized that like it's cool because Safeway has like again this is a secret that I shouldn't be giving out, but it's true. Safeway has if you sign up for like their club card and like start buying stuff that you like, they actually start to give you discounts on it. If you have to keep logging in each week to like. Put your digital coupons in.
Oh, interesting.
But like they keep giving me digital coupons for like the almond milk. So I'm like, oh, I get a little bit off price.
Yeah, so I should probably buy some more.
Yeah, like but I mean I don't think it's still as cheap as like a gallon of regular milk, but it's like 'cause how much do they give you like in that
Like you're also supposed to not drink as much, I don't think, as you would normally drink with milk.
Okay.
But man, if you're making smoothies, that's like that's prime ingredient stuff. Right there. Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I've been trying to like little by little like eat healthier like that. But yeah, it's like it's kind of hard. Like it's not easy.
Oh, like eating way healthy like
or
that?
Not like not way not like to that old like freakish zone healthy, yeah. But like little taking little steps of like what can I shave off for this that can be a substitute for this.
Oh, I think I'm done. I can't do too much of that. But I like I already eat pretty healthily. I don't think like I don't know what substitutes like I can't do the whole like substitute sour cream with yogurt like
yeah
no
there's that
no if you're eating nachos just get a nice dollop of sour cream
wait so people have been replacing
the
that
$1 that's all you get yeah.
People have been replacing sour cream on nachos well, with
I
yogurt
made it, I made it bag. Once for like it's fish not tacos good for you, but like you have like the coleslaw mm-hmm. and you're and if you mix like Greek yogurt with the coleslaw
yeah.
Interesting
it actually is it's a step towards healthier
does it you know, taste
like,
good
like, you, yeah I thought
I bet it,
did.
Would be good I like that Greek tzatziki stuff
yeah it's it's not like tzatziki but it like basically Greek yogurt with like you know like the carrot shavings and like the cabbage shavings uh-huh. of, like you just mix that and just have
use the tzatziki with, as the or not even
or not tzatziki but just the like yogurt. The yogurt
yeah
and like have it with like the coleslaw like shavings
uh-huh
and that tasted good on top of like fish wrapped and then that's oh, the other thing like as far like, to take it a step further which I haven't
fish
done
tacos.
Instead of having like tortilla shell
uh-huh
you a step like to like reduce calories supposedly is to wrap it in like a lettuce leaf so you put the fish in a lettuce leaf instead of the tortilla
I
shell.
Like like chicken wraps like that that are like you know I think P.F. Chang's lettuce, it's called a lettuce wrap.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the lettuce
like, mm-hmm. P.F. Chang's, I know, does it, but I've also been to a friend's house, and she just made us lettuce wraps, and I was just like, yeah, I should do this.
Like, it tastes good.
I'm a fan of the tortilla shell, though, too, so it's like, that's a hard one to
Me
lose.
Me too. But I mean, it's like things like chips and salsa all day, chips and guacamole.
Nachos.
Oh, I could eat nachos every day of
my
life.
See, nachos is my vice.
Tacos every day.
Like, you have weed or and like whatever yeah. else. I have, like, nachos, seriously. Like, I don't drink or smoke or do drugs, but I have nachos. Like, that's, like, my total vice.
Nachos. Yeah, nachos are good.
Don't get around the nachos when I'm there, man.
It's almost amazing when...
I'll help you out with your vice.
It's amazing when we tell people, like, yeah, don't drink, smoke, or do drugs, how people are so amazed by that. How it's almost like in today's world that you were supposed to.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you don't do that.
You don't drink?
You're like, well, I love heroin. You know? It's just like.
I don't love heroin.
No, but like, you know, like people are so amazed. It's like, I didn't know.
I love people who have done heroin.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, before you're legal or like 18, like, oh, it's okay. It's like, you're not supposed to do it then. But once you cross that, then like, oh yeah, but you can take everything now you want.
It's weird. One day makes a difference.
One day? Oh, yeah. One day of your birthday, you mean?
Yeah.
It is amazing. I know people who got so screwed on their 18th birthday, you know, doing stupid things. And then it's like, that's on your permanent record, buddy.
Consequences.
Consequences.
Do the crime. Do the time.
Yeah. Like, if you had just done that yesterday.
Yeah.
You would have been a minor.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, always surprised by all that. It's just, like, I feel... I don't know. People are running rampant after, like, when you turn 21, it's like, oh, now I can get drunk like crazy and stuff like that. I'm still surprised how she's like, people just need a reason or they just want that acceptance.
I didn't need a reason. I started pretty hard in at, like, you know, 15, 16, drinking a lot and just like partying. That by the time I was 21. It was like I was almost done with that phase of my life. You know,
like, just like you wanted to get done with her.
I continued to like 23, 24, you know, like whatever, partying hard. And then I got very serious about all my work. But it's like I, you know, I still like a drink and I still like to let loose on certain days. But I just the drinking all the time, that like spending 8 days being really drunk. I I just can't. I don't have enough time.
You got stuff to do, Lauren.
Yeah.
Because I still find that funny how, like, a lot of, like, it is, like, there's a lot of people out there, I feel, that, like, because I feel like as us three, we're creators. We make stuff. You know what I mean? You know, it's up to everyone else in the world to think if it's good or not. But we have stuff to make while, like, if people, once they leave their job and they got nothing to do, they're like, well, I'm just going to. You know, I'm just going to go out to a club and get drunk and do nothing else with my life. And have no other purpose but just to waste $10 on a drink, you know, and stuff like that. And I always find that really, like, amazing. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's my money? Well, it's gone now, buddy.
There it all went. I think it's true. Like, yeah, it definitely is a creative blocker. For me. Smoking weed, on the other hand,
well, you're a massive supporter.
That's the creative blocker.
That's the extra color.
Unless you already have you learn a method to the madness after a while. You know, it's not just like you end up with a process surrounding the smoking of the weed. You know, you bring a pen and paper along to your heightened sensory brainstorming events, and then you come back with a completely clear head and, like, see what's actually logical.
Many, many times.
And the process goes deeper than that, but it's different. It's different than anybody you're creating with anything.
I guess I always feel like in my head I never needed something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't.
Everyone works different. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I think you're like a high guy without being high. Like,
it's true. A lot of people don't need.
Let's go randomly do this thing and, like, you know, whatever. It's like you already have the free spirit in you. But
maybe I always wonder about that. It's like a lot of times when me and my friends would play music, or we play music live, and or I'd see someone telling me how when they play music live, they need to, like, drink and stuff like that, or need to do this. And I'm like, why do you need that? They're like, well, I need, it's like my liquid courage, or I need to feel free. And, like, there's something in my head that never really comprehended, or who, I guess in my head, I never need that crutch.
Because,
you know, maybe I'm very response oriented, and I need to know how to respond towards, if I'm playing something or if it sounds bad, I need my head to be able to process all of that.
Yeah.
So any type of smoke screen ahead of it just would sort of ruin that process for me.
Right.
For me. Or, like, you know, maybe if I fail, I fully want to, you know, soak in the failure so I can learn.
Sure.
Or if it was great, I'd like to fully feel that. But that's just me.
Yeah. There's, like, so many people that have listened to our radio show that think that we are, like, drinking during our show.
And I think that's really lame. I think that's lame.
Weird.
They're just like, man, you guys have fun, man. Probably get drunk to your radio show.
There's a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts out there that are like that.
Sure. Like, sometimes it'd be nice. Well, first of all, I feel like to have drinks near the audio equipment is a blasphemy.
Well, that'd be the first thing. I'd be like, no, you're not taking that near my
gear.
You're
not bringing that. Yeah, that's me too. It's like a, you know.
Unless you're just going to pay.
It goes deeper than pet peeve, but, like,
it goes deeper than, like, hey, this stuff costs money, and I know you're probably not going to.
I am not replacing that thing.
Don't you know a Kings and Noblaboy can help you?
I know. I have, like, so many. I have, like, so many nightmares of literally people not, like, there's no retribution. Like, people saying, like, if they mess something up, like, I've experienced this with, like, even, like, gear on a film set that's mine. Someone would mess it up, and they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And they wouldn't know the value of it and never repay it. And I'm just like, thanks. That costs $500, and, oh, so I can't pay for that. Well, you're going to pay for it. You know what I mean? They're like, then there's this big thing about, like, well, you broke it. Well, you know what? Like, I have that towards everyone. Like, I don't feel like people these days really appreciate anything that's, like, in front of them that would possibly cost, like, a, you know, that make things happen, so to speak.
Yeah.
That really makes me mad, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many, like, of on film sets, like, say, PAs that would, like, touch my gear, and then, like, my shit's been dropped in the water. And
they're
like,
oh, my PA, God. Bad PA. Yeah. Fired.
And I'm just like, they're like, oh, sorry. You know, that's why I don't really, you know, I don't really care for them as much, and that's why I don't want to be those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are my pet peeves, man. And I think that usually comes with ignorance or drunkenness.
yeah. Well, I don't know. I used to think I needed to, like, drink to do camera stuff, but
what?
Then I, yeah.
How does that come together?
But I never, then you learn over time that like, no, actually I'm better. I'm probably the most entertaining I can be when I'm sober, because like everything slows down for me when I drink or when I smoke, except for my dancing, my want to dance.
What do you mean?
Like if I, once I smoke, I'm like, I want to dance. Like,
so when you're not smoking, you're like, I hear that, feel that beat.
Like,
but I
can
feel like
listen,
dancing.
I'll like listen and I'll like, you know, move a little bit, but what is this on the back?
Clash.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
I asked you this earlier. I was like, who is this playing?
It's the Clash.
It's Clash. It's
you
great.
You forget this era of the Clash music.
It's great. It's totally catching me off guard. I like listen for a second.
But like whenever I see like say like, you know, like even with, we played Miley Cyrus in the beginning of the show and people were always just like, oh, she's being outrageous right now. And like in my head, I'm like, wow, she really is just sort of like being in college. That's how it acts. That's how it looks like. It's what? Like expressing. You
how
know what
old
I mean?
Is she?
How old is she, Carolyn?
I think she's like over 21 now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really know too much about her, really. But like, I just hear people being like, "Did you see her performance with the foam finger and like all this other crazy dancing up on Robin?"
Took me a long time to actually like.
But I haven't
Google
seen her
it.
New like wrecking ball performance. I've heard like people talk about it, but I don't know exactly what it was. But again, another controversial performance.
Yeah. The only thing that totally. Oops, I'm like messing with my mic.
It's really like the only thing to get people's attention, because there's so much white noise in the media and any art or anything like this, is you got to be at that level of sort of absurdity and just a massive distraction and controversy, or else you're not literally going to get noticed. You can make the greatest work and people won't see it.
From like a mom perspective, I guess, like I wouldn't necessarily want my daughter really into Miley Cyrus. Like, I guess if it would be okay if it's like a couple songs or whatever, but like,
but let's think about
like
the moms.
If you're like, oh my god, I love Miley Cyrus, and like her poster's up on my wall and like,
and
you know,
like
that,
naked on the
like,
ball.
Yeah, and like I wouldn't want that like on my daughter's room,
honey.
like I would rather have like my daughter listen to like Taylor Swift or something. Yeah. Like, but, but
heartbreak over and over.
But even
and over
even Taylor yeah. even Taylor Swift needed controversy to take it to the next level.
Her
too.
Her controversy was like Kanye West like interrupting her.
Yeah, yeah. And then she wrote a song to say she's sorry, or she loves him anyway. But like, I don't know. The only respect I got to give to Miley, and I'm not usually like one to throw my opinions around or whatever. But
what?
You're an opinionated
person.
What are you talking about, Lauren?
I do have opinions.
You're
about
just like
things,
these
but I'm
burritos.
Well, those are personal opinions about burritos and things and food. That's a whole different story.
It's sort of like when it comes
to like people who create things. I'm very very open minded. I don't think I would survive. Without being that way, because so many people will do something and you may at first be like, you know, you want to have some sort of opinion about it, but like, you know, inside, like, you can't really formulate an opinion until you see more of what they can do, because that would be like judging a blues singer off of a solo acoustic song. That's one sound that they have, but then they can be backed by a big band and have a completely, like, they can all of a sudden be like this rocker country thing going on, you know.
So do you like Miley's music,
or even like a,
like what about your opinion of her music versus like her public persona?
I'll tell you what really, because I didn't really even see the thing on MTV. Definitely did not see it live. Didn't even bother to check it out till I heard so much stuff being talked about it, like
at the barbershops,
everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And I finally decided to Google it and YouTube it, whatever. And I was just like, all right, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily classify this as high art, but.
Are you talking about the foam finger?
Entertaining. Yeah, just the whole, the kind of like nude bikini thing she was wearing, and the bears with the big heads. And the,
it's funny because it wasn't really even like a bikini. It was like boy shorts. And
yeah, it was just like to give off this, you know, she was definitely trying to hone in on the human body. But the thing I think was great was at some point, I think by chance, I saw on television She had some sort of interview, and I was watching her talk. And for one, on a one-on-one interview, she holds her own. She is a she's a grown-up. She's still, she's only 21 or whatever she is, but she is conscious of what she's doing. And she even made the point of saying, like, well, it's not like I just got out there and, like, started twerking and doing this crazy thing and then these dancing bears come out. It's like, we had rehearsals. We had, like, costume, like, make these things. Yeah. And, you know, it was part of this whole concept and idea. And, yeah, like, there was a lot of thought went into it. And so whether we like it or not, or whether we want to judge it or not, the fact that she knows exactly what she was doing, I think that says a lot. And then she's young. I think it shows that she can think on a certain scale. And I'm kind of just interested to see what is still to come.
Yeah.
Because I know, I don't know. But I can only imagine that if so much of it was created just by her, it's not like people are really telling her what they think she should do. This is all her creation. I think there's something to be said for that. I don't know. All it really leaves me is I'm kind of interested to see what else she's done. I know people have all these opinions about the wrecking ball is a whole different scenario, but that's a perfect example of how you have to look at about, like, if you're trying to only judge her on the wrecking ball thing and you don't know about this other stuff, she's capable of really putting on like a show with other things other than herself doing, you know, something. But
yeah, as in like from a mom perspective, I'm like, but from like from an art perspective, I'm like, you know, she's okay. Yeah. Like I haven't seen the wrecking ball video, but is she like completely naked in it?
She is completely nude, and she is if you think of a ball with a chain coming out of it, she is sitting holding on to the chain with her legs over the balls,
like straddled.
Well, there's no nudity,
and so
but she's naked.
She is naked, but like, and so you have a
it's a naked performance,
a profile perspective on it, and so her arm is kind of covering her boob and like the, you know, vag or whatever.
So it's like clever coverage.
She's like, is like over the wrecking ball. And I know
because there's no way that she's just gonna go and be naked. In my head, that's not what Miley does.
That photographer, I don't know his name. You probably
Terry
do.
Richardson.
Like, I think that had a little more.
But in a video,
I saw those photos, and like I kind of felt like perv, like looking at that. Well, but I didn't like really go to seek that out. It's just that so many people like were like Miley.
Well,
look at her photographs. And
they
were like
the
all
day,
over the place.
That even, was the thing. Yeah.
Even like country radio was talking about it.
Well, her dad. Yeah.
And like talk radio was like she was all over. For like a few days or even a full week. It was like,
well, Billy Ray had a rat tail and now we got Miley and she got nothing. She got nothing. She's not even wearing a rat tail.
But it's like you get so bombarded that like I was kind of like you. Like I Google or I like saw a link or whatever. And like I was like out and about on the internet and I'm like, well, I guess I'll see what this fascination is all about. And then I'm like halfway through, I'm like looking at these pictures and stuff and I'm like, why do I care? Like I don't even own any of her albums. I've never given her a dollar. I'm probably not gonna go to her concert.
Probably not.
It's also sort of like, you know, people see those photos and they think specifically that that's, oh, these are the Miley Cyrus photos, and people don't realize, you know what, this is actually just straight up Terry Richardson style, because that's actually his perverted vision, because
from
that's just
like
how he's a I guess he's a dirty dude, but that's his style.
An art perspective, I get that though, but it's also like, really give yourself a little dignity. Like, do you think that you wanna like, I don't know, man. Like, some of them are raunchy. Like, I'm all about taking, like, nude photos if they're tastefully done. But Terry Richardson's photos are just, like,
well,
he has a trashy
like pop light about it.
Isn't she, like, on a couple of them, like, giving up the middle finger and just, like,
but
there's
that's
like
never been done. That's never been done before.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, she's all, what was the other thing? She had, like, a can, like, a some type of soda can or something like covering her crotch, but like everything else. Was,
Miley did?
I think so.
See,
I haven't seen
that. Here's the amazing thing though. It's like, because Terry Richardson has shot with both Miley and Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga would do the same exact thing, But then no one
probably no
at,
one
at this
care.
Point. At this point, everyone's like, "Well, I've already seen her naked."
Well,
now.
That's the thing. I think a lot of her. I think a lot of Miley's heat is coming from like, "Oh, she was once a Disney princess, and she's Billy Ray's daughter, and she's supposed to be like America's sweetheart."
And now, while we've like, all seen Lady Gaga naked,
what was her character? Not Lizzie McGuire. Hannah Montana. She was Hannah Montana, and she was like a wholesome little girl who's like wants to be a singer, but she's also a schoolgirl, you know. And then now you're going from that to like Disney nudity and like stuff like that. And in my head, I'm almost like, why am I looking at like these perverted photos of this girl? Like,
here's the situation I have with it is that at this point in, say, like even media or in modern pop music, is that there's no sporadicness, there's no spontaneity. Because when I first saw the Miley performance, and even seeing the whole Miley haircut, or even doing that, I wasn't outraged. I was just like, I see this for exactly what it is. Yeah, we can go up front say this is now like this is the new presentation, and that's exactly what it is. It's not an organic thing for me. It's a hey, now I'm going to do this to represent this. It's not like how back in the day, I guess with pure rock and roll, you don't know what's going to happen, and it's not going to be something where, you know, behind the stage you're like, well, we need to get some teddy bears, put them together because now we're being this. And now it's like, you know, you literally, there's real loose cannons, and there's people who are researching loose cannons and being, we need to act like this loose cannon and then push it out like something like that.
And
you know?
Also, apparently she like hosted Saturday Night Live. And from what I heard from other people's, like, I guess my word on the street was like, she did a really good job.
Yeah, because
I did
you know
not
what?
See it though.
Because you know what?
And that's some street cred of all street cred.
But at the end of the day, Miley Cyrus is an entertainer. She's been there since the beginning. It's like, she knows the game.
She does know the game. And I think we're just watching her grow as an artist. And people make mistakes and people do things, you know, that you wouldn't, you know, but I think we're going to look back on it and we're all going to understand, you know. I think artists who grow up the way she does, like she's been there since a kid, her life is going to be represented through art for the rest of her life, probably.
What's really funny is that seeing all
this
stuff,
just a
for me personally, seeing all this stuff that's happening with Miley Cyrus, for some reason, it's making me actually look back at Lady Gaga. I don't know why, really? What it is about it.
Nothing at all about her makes me think of Lady Gaga, really.
Well, what I'm seeing is the steps. As I'm seeing is that, like, because you go from, I guess you go from an artist, or you go from a musician that like Miley Cyrus, where she's on a search to develop something new for her own persona, right? Hmm. But then I see Lady Gaga in a way that's trying to push herself, which is in a way how far can you push what she does? And that's what I see sort of like in those parallels. I'm not saying music, I'm not saying looks, but I'm saying almost in that
overall
same
overall persona.
Overall, like, okay, now it's like outrageousness.
But I really do think though it's kind of obnoxious though. Like Miley's just like, she's just like an annoying like sister or something, you
but
know?
That's
like,
what
she's
I'm saying,
like,
it's for some reason
here I am,
but that's
hi.
What I'm saying, it's when I saw when I'm seeing the annoyingness, I'm like, where can I find this that's less annoying? And for some reason I'm like, well, Lady Gaga. You know what I mean?
But
I was
also,
like, wow,
like, I feel like Katy Perry is like, she can do spontaneous crazy things like wear candy and stuff and like still be sexy without like totally showing her nakedness, like full nakedness.
Literally, I feel what's gonna happen, and this is always happens in the same cycle of any, I feel like any pop musician in that phase is gonna be like, outrageousness, now the truth, and then now we need to push women's empowerment or free, you know, or some sort of empowerment is gonna happen.
Well, basically,
that's happened with
Miley's
each one of them.
Motto is like, I like, because I haven't heard that full song, but I know you played it in the intro of this radio show. But it's all like, we don't stop. This is our, you know, our rules, our house, you know, like, that's her attitude, is like no consideration for anyone else but herself.
And I feel like,
and that's like,
except for the fact that she's trying to entertain people. And so through the fulfillment of herself, if she's entertaining people, I guess, like, she's succeeding. But I don't know, that's where you have to, I would love to interview Miley Cyrus.
Maybe that's,
I would love,
yeah,
to,
I think
that.
Maybe that's
interview.
The difference between,
I would love to talk to,
maybe
her.
That's the difference between an artist and an entertainer. That's an artist,
I mean, she,
you know,
is,
I mean?
Definitely
that's
on
the, stuff,
the road to entertainment. I'm just like, yeah. The only thing I can say to Miley is, don't have any babies with people that aren't your husband,
because that's the one thing
maybe
people,
just don't even have any babies for a really long time, because that will be the only thing that would,
like, her downfall.
It would stop. No, it would just, like, it would stop it. Like, I feel like that's what happened to Britney Spears, and that she had these kids and it stopped her in the middle of the body of work. Like, you don't want to stop the body of work from happening. And so everyone got all in the middle of this, like, crazy hype and controversial part of things that would be in anybody's life for anything. Like, you know, the 15-year-old kid who's, like, drinking and gets caught drinking or smoking a cigarette behind a bush, it's not their character for the rest of their life necessarily. It's just, like, you know, that's a period of their life where they're trying something out, you know? And it's, you know, it would be a shame to see her to have to take on another responsibility in the middle of her body of work, you know? Yeah. So
I always feel like,
or like even Britney's sister had kids, like, she was only like 16 or something, right?
Oh,
or
Lord, 15. I don't know. People have babies, and then there are the people who have babies and have careers, and those people, in my mind, are amazing.
It's hard.
I feel that, like, it's, I don't know, I feel like people are trying to be outrageous. I'm always going
to
swear by
people
this, but
I still
really right now stand by Kanye, and I'm going to tell this why, is that he doesn't really care about entertaining.
Kanye is someone else I would really enjoy.
Kanye does not care about entertaining. He really cares about being honest, and a lot of times people don't like that. People don't understand, like, when you have a music video like Bound, that he does have a... And people are like, it looks like crap, and it looks like this and that, and the things are going backwards. And of course, you bring up Miley Cyrus when she does something that's absurd, or the visuals are absurd and stuff like that. And then people will understand, yeah, that's absurd. But I don't know if she got as much hate as when Kanye would do something that's absurd. But I feel at the same time, there's more of a... Say you have a song, We Can't Stop, and it's a party anthem, there's still a bit of, say, like, in a way, there's that pop honesty. That's sort of like what you're singing about is like, what are you really saying? And I still feel like at the same time, Miley Cyrus, as like, as a person that's writing lyrics, is not moving away from Party in the USA. And that, like, when I first heard you, We Can't Stop, I was still hearing, it's a party in the USA. You know, it's like whatever that was.
It's just like a next step to adulthood party song.
And, you know, then that's where I was like, well, I guess in my stage of my life, I should just go back to Lady Gaga.
But
I've never been a fan of Lady Gaga
but
either.
But her, like, Wrecking Ball, Miley's Wrecking Ball
still
song.
Still a version of a broken heart love song.
Yeah. But it's actually pretty decent. It's not bad.
It's not. It's great. It's all perfectly manufactured.
Yeah.
That's
I think, well, and that's the difference between, you know, like, Miley. But Miley she's going to develop, like, this is helping her develop her emotional and artistic complex that she will then will drive albums after this.
I mean, at the end, this is what you were saying is, like, I can't, you want to see what she does next. I actually want to see what she has next, because at the same point, she was out of the limelight, and now she busts herself back into it.
Right.
But now it's just like, you know, just like with Gaga's second album, you know, she didn't get that as many eyes because now you've already seen her outrageous. Is where do you go from now?
This is what I seriously want. I know this is completely disgusting, but it's something I just thought of. For Miley's next album, she should, like, have her period on stage and just, like, wipe it on her.
But here's the thing, though. So even that has been done by the band L7.
Ew.
So it's sort of one of those things.
What?
L7, weenie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, people were throwing stuff at him, and then she took out her period, her tampon,
oh,
threw it back in the crowd.
That's enough of that. That's disgusting.
Well, if you think about it, if you're trying to be outrageous, you're pulling stunts like that in a live audience that's not televised.
She should take her.
Just same thing
with
the whole singer
camera,
with what's her name,
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, and like, she would just you know, she would just in the middle of a song, like show her boobs while singing and then tuck them back in. And then people are just like,
that's, like but that's heads,
fucking,
man.
But that's fucking rock and roll. That's outrageous stuff. That's not sort of like, okay, today I'm going to do this. It's just like in the moment she did that. That's the stuff. That's the stuff I really look forward to.
I want to see like Miley take her foam finger and like put it in between her legs.
Oh, she did that.
No. And then have it like be bloody.
Ew, that's disgusting. Good. Okay.
But see, those are
like, make you smoke
weed
level.
For that.
But see, that's the I feel like, but that's what's missing in a lot of stuff I'm looking forward to today. Maybe because when I grew up, there's a lot of sort of like
it's gross. That is disgusting.
But like stuff like doesn't have to be exactly like that. But something that
it's disgusting.
I think Miley needs to do something with her.
No.
But what I'm saying is something that was specifically like not planned.
Don't do it.
You know what
Miley,
I mean? Something that was not something that was not planned. But she can't do that now because. Now people are expecting her
to. I think
that's the next step.
I think I'm more excited to see what Miley's got next, because after this, this will make her become a more emotional person. Instead of being so loved by every 12-year-old that walks the face of the earth, she's now gone into get it all out of her system, and she's gotten a lot of heat for it, and then she has to do that, like fight it. Like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to keep performing, Miley?
But at the same
you know,
time,
and she's
like,
gonna like everybody has to fight something, and like most people rise to, you know, fame and, you know, their star power or whatever after some struggle and some life, and you know, where they've just fought for whatever they believe in on any level. And it's like, she was basically born into this, that it's like she hasn't really had to like fight for much, and now it's like she has to fight for her respect back. And it's like, I feel like some people just bring that on themselves because you know, I don't know, I'm gonna
tie
myself into a hole.
That's the best way I've actually seen it described.
But here's the thing that like I feel like, yeah, that's gonna happen, but at the same time, musically, is it gonna be interesting? Because like, yeah, you have this awesome, you know, you have this awesome off-kilter persona.
What producer she's working with, or well, she decides maybe that's, to go over and work with an organic band.
And
or
maybe that's the thing, is like, you know, what's it called? Lyrics alone, you can talk about being powerful and stuff like that, but usually when I see pop artists go in that direction, I need to stand up and respect for myself. When you're working sort of in that pop world, if like, say, Wrecking Ball gets massive, what's going to happen? More songs like Wrecking Ball.
Well, you know what I mean? She's already fought enough. Like, she's already had to go to the press and say, look, this is what I'm doing. And she constantly, like, in this interview thing I had seen, she kept saying over and over again, you know, it's about the movement and all this stuff. And she couldn't, you could see where she is artistic because she couldn't completely explain herself.
I would musically.
And I think that alone, honestly, just that struggle in ability to communicate shows that she has something of value. There's something she's thinking and something she's feeling that she's trying to communicate with her audience. Like, she has a lot of people that want to listen to what she has to say.
She's feeling
this thing that through art, she's going to try to share that with us in this next album, because she's tried so hard to explain herself.
That's like totally great. And I personally feel that every artist does do that and they go through that. But what is she going to bring new musically? Because musically, she hasn't brought anything new off of that, because it's still the same dance. It's still the same party. It's a little bit of that. It's like, is she going to take that hard left? Does she need to take that hard left musically?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen to her in the next, you know, year or two. I think that's where, you know, that's where it comes back to, like, I'm an appreciator of independence. But it's like, she's going to have the pressure from her label to pump something out in the next year and a half. And
I would like her to, you know, tread new ground. That's not, because I felt like even though it was a dance anthem, it's sort of like everyone's doing that, you know what I mean? And maybe that's me. I mean, maybe I want to see a gritty one, or see her work with Daft Punk or something like that. But like, when I did hear the controversy and all that, the first thing I thought of was like, well, the song still sounds,
I want to know how she got in the same, how she worked on a song with Snoop, because I kind of like that song. I don't know how many people she's had to bury, but there's this song and it's you know, talking about people dying, basically, and like a lot of people dying and kind of like smoking and doing, you know, enjoying your life to kind of like ease off of that. And I'm kind of wondering, did she just come in as a vocals for that? Was it inspired? Was it
was the song on the album?
I don't know. I found it on SoundCloud, honestly. I don't know. See, this is where, like, if she writes her own stuff, but then she, you know, Wrecking Ball is a cover of someone else. They, like, I don't know if she rearranged that. Like, if she rearranged the vocals on that, she'll get some credit, you know? If someone else told her how to sing the rearranged version of that song, not as much credit.
Who did the original? See, I thought it was a whole new song.
No, it's a cover. I don't know who did the
Well, there you
one.
Go.
I'm not good at these facts.
Well, Ken, I am excited to see what she does next. Sinead. I hope she, she is at that point where she has everyone's eyes are literally on her, so this it's always that next album, it's like, now really has to, yeah, blow us away and bring us something new that's totally personal, but not but not too literal personal, like, sort of like, I don't know, I just, there's that way of you can be personal, become ballady, and then now we're just singing and crying on stage all the time, and that's just, crying is one thing I'm just so tired of.
Well, I think the key for me, the two things, not just two things, but I think it's important for someone to be a good performer.
I mean, she's definitely a good performer.
To have a diversified,
yes, she's had like
body
over,
of work.
Over
those
10
are
years.
The only things I feel like will keep a
well. If there's
a
anyone,
career,
if there's anyone that has
plugging
a,
away,
if there's anyone that has a diverse body of work, it's definitely Miley, going from way, way back. So there's definitely something. That's why I'm saying this next step. Let's bring. I'd love to see something new, and I mean, like, and just like actually, just like absolutely something completely new and out of the left field.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if she busts out a country album or something country inspired.
Because she's never done country before.
I think she might.
No,
have done
she's
with her
she's
dad.
Had she's done a lot of country.
Oh, I don't know what she's. I don't know. Maybe punk.
She's. I've heard a lot of great covers.
I will
covers
be
of
interested to
her.
See it though, and I do want to know how she got in the same
great,
room as Snoop. And
she has
I would
a great
like
country
to
interview voice.
Her and Snoop, and if anyone wants to help make that happen.
Well, thanks for being on the show again this week, Lauren.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks for
plug your website.
I can't
real fast.
Believe we just talked so long about Miley Cyrus.
You can find Lauren at.
You can find it? Me on Twitter. Lauren, actually, I need Twitter? More. I just started a Twitter follower for my Lauren Jaslow, which is the broadcasting half of my life, the in front of the camera half of my life. So go ahead and follow me on there. And
what is it? Lauren Jaslow? At Lauren Jaslow?
At Lauren Jaslow, Jaslow.
Sweet. And everyone, this show again is brought to you by Astray Productions, astrayproductions.com. Also, check out my new work at goastray.tumblr. Also, check out my work at joecarbeo.com. Don't forget to check out one-shots.com. A new film coming out this...
One shots.
Is it this week or is it next week? It is the 16th, December 16th. Check it out the day after. What do you got, Carolyn?
I have a comic strip called Curls, and you can read it at curls-studio.com.
Thanks
and
again,
lots
Lauren.
Of other fun
yeah,
stuff.
No problem.
Curls-studio.com. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. CarolynJoeShow.com. Check us out, Stitcher, iTunes, and we will see you later. Later, Carolyn.
Pour one out for Adios. The homies.
Be excellent to each other.